Hello, I want to welcome you to the Truckin' for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord and that God's blessings are upon you and that you will let God bless you. You will let God take care of you. I thank you for listening to the broadcast. I've received so many wonderful comments and I appreciate all of you that are praying for me. And I pray today that your joy may be full in the Lord. And you know, that's what I want to talk about. It says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You know, today we need to rejoice in the Lord. There's so much to rejoice in the Lord. First of all, because we have salvation through Jesus Christ. You know, there's only one way into God the Father. There's not many ways. There are not many religions. There's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you leave Jesus out, you've left out salvation. There is salvation under no other name except through the name of Jesus Christ. And it's only by His shed blood that you can be saved. Today, if you'll ask Him to come into your heart and receive Him as your Lord and Savior, He will save you. He will forgive you. And we need to rejoice in salvation. And we also need to know that we need to rejoice in God's Word because His Word is faithful and His Word is true. And we also need to know that we need to rejoice that God protects and takes care of His children. My husband and I were parked with our mobile chapel in the place of, it was a pilot truck stop in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And when we were there this particular time, the sirens went off. There was a tornado coming through, and that area seems to be what they call a tornado alley. And all the truck drivers had gotten out of their trucks, and they were running over to the truck stop. And my husband and I, we came out of the mobile chapel, and we, too, were headed toward the truck stop. And we got about midway of the truck stop lot, and I told him, I said, no, I'm not going in that truck stop. I said, I'm going back to the mobile chapel on the side of our chapel. It's Truckin' for Jesus. I said, if a tornado hits in through here and if we should die, I said, they're going to find me under the name of Jesus. I'm going back to the chapel and I'm going to stay there. He said, well, I'm going too. So we turn and we come back in our mobile chapel. And I tell you what, I tell you, that wind struck down through that place. It swooped down. And we felt the wind churning up under our mobile chapel. And we felt that tractor and trailer, it was being lifted up. We could feel our tractor and trailer being lifted up, literally being lifted up off of the ground. And we just began to pray for God's angels to come, for God's protection to be upon us. And as our tractor trailer began to lift up off the ground, just as it began to lift up, ever so gently, it just set right back down on the ground. And the storm jumped over us and over the truck stop and went on down further down the road. Let me tell you something. God's hand is a protecting hand. God will keep you from the storm. God may keep you in the storm, God may carry you through the storm, but God will keep you. And that's what's most important. Today I rejoice. I rejoice in knowing that no matter what I face, no matter what storm, no matter what trial, no matter what we encounter, God is there. And He will be there with us through the trial, through the storm, through the thing to see us through. Today I pray that you'll put your trust in the Lord. So many times our friends will tell us, you can trust me, I'll be there, I'll never leave you. And you look around and they've got other things to do or they've gone on to something else. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And that's included in your hard times and in your storms. I had a friend of mine call me the other day. She was weeping and she was crying. And she said, Sister Blondie, I'm having such a hard time. And I told her, I said, honey, you just hold on to God's unchanging hand. It may be hard for a little while. The storms may be wild for a little while. The winds may blow for a while. But God will see you through and God will help you. Just call on Him and trust in Him and don't let go of the hand of God, for He is surely not going to let go of you. God bless you today. I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch hearts of the men and women that are listening. And I pray that if there be one that's not born again, that you touch their hearts and they may see that they need salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening and God bless you.